בכבוד.
אני יהיה במישן. אני שבא לזכור פרשת שקלים. אני אגמר את זה, ספיתי קנה לתורה. אני אראה את פארגרף, פרשת כתיסה. It's an obligation of every person 20 years up to give מחצית השקל. Excuse me. Half of a coin. And the way the Torah puts it, the way the Gemara explained, this paragraph is not in the right order in the Torah. That paragraph was said after the golden calf. So since Am Yisrael did the golden calf, he needed kapara, forgiveness. And Hashem said the forgiveness is going to be a coin of half a shekel. And the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem told him they have to give some coins for forgiveness, Moshe is very scared. He said, how much? For kapara, you never know how much Hashem is going to demand. And Hashem told him, no, don't worry about it. It's half a coin. The Gemara says Hashem took half a coin made out of fire from under his chair, and he showed Moshe, because he knew, he pointed with his finger to Moshe, said, see this one? That's the one they have to give. Shiloh yarbeh v'adah lo yamit, machzit ha-shekel. It says, nobody's allowed to give more, nobody's allowed to give less. So less, okay. But more, so why not more? Somebody wants to give more, he wants to give a donation. Again, the way the Torah said it, it's going to be used. Those half coins, where it says in the Torah, the Gemara says it's going to be for Bet HaMikdash. So they did it every year. Rosh Chodesh Adar, that's why we, our custom is to read the paragraph before Rosh Chodesh Adar. So the Mishnah says, Rosh Chodesh Adar Mashmin al Ashkalim. This is to announce Rosh Chodesh Adar 6 weeks before Pesach. Each one should bring Machatzit HaShekel to Bet HaMikdash, for the sacrifices of Bet HaMikdash, for the spices of Bet HaMikdash. So somebody wants to give more, so what's wrong with this? Hashir lo yarbe. Nobody is allowed to give more than that. And each one had to give Machatzit HaShekel, and from that, money only, he used to buy the sacrifices and all the things of Bet HaMikdash. Hashem said, I can give more. I want to give more, what's the problem? Donation to Bet HaMikdash anyway. Sometimes he used those coins to count on Israel. So maybe over here, you know, this is not proper to give more because it's going to get confused. You don't know how many people are there. But it was every year. Every year the Semitah of Seshekel. And the Gemara says, the way it says in the Torah, that this is only mitzvah from Hashem that each one must participate. It's a very poor person. He doesn't have a penny. There's no such thing. Go sell your clothing. Go walk in a gas station. It's only mitzvah from Hashem that you must do. If you don't have money, you don't have to buy tefillin, you don't have to buy mezuzah, you don't have to buy tzitzit, you don't have to buy wine, nothing. But you must give machatzit ha-shekel. But so what is it all about? To give the nation to Bet HaMikdash? Okay, so who cares? So, I don't have the money, so I don't give. No, you must give. He said, why I must give? It's just donation anyway. So if a poor person comes to somebody's house, he doesn't have money, he has to give, he doesn't have to give. So, what is the purpose of that mitzvah that you must give, and it goes to the donation, and if I don't have, I have to go borrow, I have to go rent myself out, I have to put my clothing in a pawn shop and get half a coin. God gave half a coin. Purim, the Megillah tells us the story of Purim. And the Gemara explained to us that the Megillah was written in Ruach HaKodesh. You know, the Megillah, the Chatam Sofer says, the light of the Megillah is so bright and strong, stronger from the light of Torah. Can you imagine? Adam Sefer says, that's how powerful Megillat Esther is. And the Gemara says, when you write the Megillah, you have to write it like you write the Sefer Torah. I says, you need to make lines. Amita Shel Torah, the Gemara says, it's so very powerful Megillat Esther. I says, read the Ruach HaKodesh. The Megillah tells a story. Well, it tells us that Achashverosh was looking for a wife. After he killed Vashti, in the third year of his kingdom. And after that, he was looking for a wife. In the seventh year of his kingdom, they found Esther. I mean, they found Esther on the sixth, but they prepared Esther. And it used to take 12 months to prepare the girl to see Achashverosh. So the Megillah tells us the story. Ishi de Abishon and Biram, the Jewish guy in Shushan. When Yishchai writes, I don't know if he had a dream, Yishchai had Ruach HaKodesh. If he had a dream, or he saw, like some kind of vision, how Mordechai used to look. He said, Mordechai used to have big peot. He said, like the Hasidim. He says, even though you know, Sfaradim usually don't have big ones. So Ben Yishchai said, everybody should have big ones, like Mordechai. Sit down over there, and then became the so-called Achashverosh assistant. The big peot. He said, nothing to be embarrassed by being old. Nothing to be embarrassed, he said, about being a Jew. Don't try to hide Judaism, Ben Yishchai said. It's a scene, he writes in his book, a whole lecture about a person should advertise his Judaism. It's the Ish Yehudi, he said, a Jewish guy. Ebe Shushan Abir Abba Shushan. Shmom Dechai Ben Yehbin Shemi Ben Kishimini. Shoglam Yerushalayim, the Megillah gives information about him. What was the information? The Gemara explained. The 11 years before the destruction of First Bet HaMikdash, Machshom Nebuchadnezzar came to Yerushalayim and took Yechoniah, who was the king, and 10,000 people, mostly Chachamim, to Babel, to Iraq. And he appointed, instead of Yechoniah, his brother, Tzidkiyahu. His real name was Matanya. He changed it to Tzidkiyahu. It was a major tzaddik, major holy, major Tzidkiyahu. This was 11 years before the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. And when he came and he took 10,000 people, among them, he grabbed Esther. Esther at the time was about, Chachamim say, about 3 years old. So Mordechai, the way the Megillah says, Mordechai decided to go along, even though he was not one of the 10,000 that they caught to take them as hostages to Iraq. So Mordechai decided, since they grabbed Esther, Esther was a very beautiful girl, and the soldiers decided to take her back to Iraq, to Babel. Since Esther had no father, no mother, Megillah tells you, so Mordechai decided he's going to go along with her, he's going to take her to Babel, to Iraq. And the Megillah says, "Vayomer et Hadassah," says the Gemara, when her mother was pregnant, her father died. At the delivery, her mother died. In Lavaim. Information in the Megillah. She's an orphan. What's the difference? I didn't know. So then the Gemara says, the way it says in the Megillah, that Mordechai, since she was a little girl, a baby, her mother died. So who's going to nurse her? So it was very tight times, hard times those days, and he couldn't find a lady to nurse her. So Gemara said, he nursed her. Mordechai nursed her. Gemara says that Chacham Abahu gave a lecture about this, and he said, that's what the Megillah means. Vayi omenet adasah, from the word omenet, that like a midwife, like a nanny, that says, Mordechai nursed her. So people were laughing. He says, the man can nurse. So he says, it's the Mishnah. The Mishnah said the man can nurse. I myself, I know somebody, I know more than one person, that had milk in his breast. If you think about it, why did Hashem make it this way? Why a man has it? A lady has it because she needs to nurse. But why a man has it? I says, Mordechai, nurse. He says, why did Miglas tell you this? What did he make? He be nursed, he didn't nurse. Again, we want to get to the point that Esther is the queen and Haman wants to kill the Jews, and Esther is the queen who will waive the decree, the Gezerah, and Mordechai will be the assistant to Ahasuerus, and that's it, the Megillah is finished. In the meantime, the Megillah tells you information that really is not necessary for the miracle. You don't have to know that Esther was an orphan. You don't have to know that Mordechai nursed her. You don't have to know that Mordechai followed her and took her when she was about 3 years old to Iraq. It's not important, the story. It's just the bottom line is you want to have Esther as a queen. So the Megillah should have said right away. Ahasuerus was looking for a wife, and they took Esther to be his wife. And that's the end of it. You don't have to give me a whole story. Mordechai was a Jew. Mordechai is Peot. And then he's going to do this to Esther. The Megillah continues that in the seventh year they took Esther, and Ahasuerus put the crown on her head, and he asked Esther a passport. I say, my birth certificate is in Hawaii. You can find it. So Ahasuerus says, listen, I'll tell you the truth. My father died when my mother was pregnant, and my mother died when she gave birth, and I don't know who I am. I have no idea who I am. It's true. You have relatives? I don't know. You know, I was born with nobody. The Megillah tells you this, and the Megillah tells you that Mordechai told her not to say. So the Chachamim say, look, he killed Vashti for nothing. Nothing killed Vashti. So you speak to Ahasuerus, and you ask her a question. Okay, you don't know. He doesn't believe you so much. Start to pressing her again. And the way the Megillah says, the Gemara says, Ahasuerus, after he married Esther, he made her the queen, and she still doesn't want to tell him who she is, he said that he wants to have another queen, a new one. And they brought girls, line up in front of the palace, and Esther looked downstairs, and she said, what is this business? They said, Ahasuerus is looking for a new wife. So you know, the last wife, he killed her, Vashti. So Esther thinks in her heart, that's it, finished. So then Ahasuerus goes to her and says, excuse me, what are you looking downstairs? He said, what are those girls for? He says, for the new queen. And he says, excuse me, by the way, you know who you are yet? You have any papers? No, I still don't know. The Megillah emphasizes it. At that moment, Esther still doesn't say that, because Mordechai told her not to say. And the Megillah adds, Kasher hayta ba'umna ito. Likewise, when she was a little baby, the Mordechai nursed her. What he says to do now, Mordechai nursed her. Now she's 75. Mordechai nursed her 74 years ago. So Megillah says, she still doesn't tell Ahasuerus, even though she sees the parade of all these girls standing next to the palace. It was a fake thing, a fake contest, but just to threaten Esther. So Megillah said, she is not going to say, Mordechai told her not to say, likewise, Mordechai nursed her. What nursing has to do now with it? Saying or not saying? And she's a queen, so the Megillah will tell you a story. Look what happened. The Megillah says, Emimaim, Katzal Biktam Vateresh, Shni Yisrael Semelam Shomri Asaf, the two servants of Ahasuerus, two guards, decided to kill Ahasuerus. Says the Megillah, that Mordechai found out. Says the Gemara, Mordechai spoke 70 languages. Since he was in the Sanhedrin, whoever was in the Sanhedrin had to know 70 languages. Excuse me, because the Gemara says people used to come from all over the world to say testimony, and you're not allowed to have a translator. Because Bedin, Sanhedrin, will make a verdict, and they're going to make a decision upon a testimony, but they don't speak the language. So who would you trust? The translator. How do you trust the translator? You don't trust him. So everybody had to know 70 languages. Says the Gemara here, those two people that are trying to kill Ahasuerus, they spoke Tarsi, not Farsi, Tarsi. It was a very strange language. And they did not believe that the Jew Mordechai was sitting by and he hears the conversation. And he hears the conversation that they want to kill Ahasuerus. So the Megillah says, he right away went to Esther and told Esther that they want to kill Ahasuerus. So Esther went and told Ahasuerus, Mordechai told me to tell you the two servants of you, two gods, they want to kill you. And Vukash Davari Matzeh, the Megillah said, they found out it was true. So Machloket, what it was, it's maybe poison in the drink or something else. Vaitlush Nemaretz, they hung both of them. The last says, Vaikatev, 74 Yamim, they wrote it. They wrote it in a diary. That Mordechai saved Ahasuerus. Says the Gemara, the next paragraph, אחר הדברים האלה גדל מלך השבועות החמן. Then, the Megillah starts, now is the story. Now passed already from Esther's became a queen to the new paragraph, 5 years. No, yeah, 5 years. Five. Ahasuerus was a king for 14 years altogether. 12 is in the Megillah, and then 2 years later, he died. So the Megillah tells you, look, after the paragraph that talks about the two people tried to kill Ahasuerus, and Mordechai found out and told Esther to tell Ahasuerus, the next paragraph talks about Haman. Says the Gemara, what is it all about? So he said, I'll tell you what it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he brings a hit, he brings the medicine. The medicine. Why do we call it medicine? We call it medicine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magdim Refuah LeMakah. Makah? Makah means a heat. So why do you call it medicine? Maybe. Is that medicine? So what's the medicine? The Gemara says, look, since Mordechai found out that the two servants, the two gods of Ahasuerus want to kill him, and he told it to Esther, now it's going to be in the diary, and wait until we see what's going to happen soon. Soon. What's going to happen? Megillah will tell you, Haman was the biggest guy in Iran, in Paras, and Mordechai doesn't bow down to him, and he wants to kill Mordechai, wants to kill all the Jews, execution notices all around, and everybody's crying, and Esther said, do for me Ta'anit, I'll go to Ahasuerus. In the meantime, the Megillah will tell you a story. But all of a sudden, it was the night of Pesach, Ahasuerus cannot fall asleep. Cannot fall asleep. He thinks, maybe I did a favor to somebody, did a favor to me, I didn't pay him. He calls up Haman's son. Haman's son, Yimach Shimo, his name was Shimshi. And he was the secretary over there. Ahasuerus tells him, it was in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning. He was told him, get a diary. He says, okay, I get a diary. Get the diary. And he tells him, start reading the diary. The Gemara says, start reading the diary. And he got to the paragraph in the diary that Mordechai saved Ahasuerus because the two gods, Bigtan Vatesh, wanted to kill him. So he doesn't say that. He wants to turn the page. The Gemara says, an angel from Shemaim came and turned back the page and spoke from the throat of Bigtan Vatesh and he read it to Ahasuerus. One day, when was it? It was a few years ago, maybe 5 years ago. Two people tried to kill Ahasuerus, and Mordechai told Esther told Ahasuerus, and Ahasuerus asked, by the way, did I pay him anything? He said, no, didn't pay nothing. I said, maybe that's why I cannot fall asleep. In the meantime, Megillah tells you that Haman prepared a tree for Mordechai, and he came to the yard. He came to the yard, and Megillah says, Ahasuerus says, who is in the yard? He saw probably on the screen. He saw on the screen that somebody's in the yard. So he said, Haman. So, Haman, what is he doing here? So he wants to speak to you about something. He comes inside. So Ahasuerus He's asking him, I owe somebody a favor. How shall I pay him? And Haman thinks it's him. And he said, I think if you tell him to dress him like the king, put him on the horse of the king, take him all around Shushan, and announce, somebody announce, this is the guy that the king wants to honor him. In the meantime, Ahasuerus hears it, and he said, okay, very good. Now you go to Mordechai, you do it to him. Haman says, Mordechai, what Mordechai? What has to do with Mordechai now? I said, this is the second in command in Iran. I says, a minute ago, he was the biggest guy in Iran. Now, Ahasuerus tells him, go take Mordechai, put him on a horse. He said, what happened? Haman said, you see? I'll tell you what it is. Remember what happened 5 years ago? Two people tried to kill Ahasuerus. Mordechai heard it. He said, Ahasuerus, now this is the medicine now. Now the whole thing is over, finished. Haman is finished. That's the same explanation. But the truth of the matter is, it's not true. Because even after Mordechai was on the horse, after the whole thing, the whole show, he got off the horse, he went back to sit at the gate, to learn with the children, and the decree is still here. What would happen, the Megillah will tell you, Esther would go to Ahasuerus, she would ask him to cancel the Gezerah, and she invited Ahasuerus and Haman to a party, and she told Ahasuerus, somebody is trying to kill me, and Ahasuerus is furious, who wants to kill you? And she said, Haman, and Ahasuerus goes outside to smoke a cigar, he comes back in the room, an angel pushed Haman on top of Esther, and Ahasuerus is furious, what are you doing to my wife? Take him and hang him. So really, this is nothing to do with Mordechai on the horse. Nothing was accomplished, really. Mordechai was on a horse, it's very nice. But the decree, the Gezerah, was not cancelled. The Gezerah is going to be cancelled in 2 days, in 1 day from now, at the night, at the party. But now, Haman is still the head guy. Haman went home, even after he led the horse. So the limousine came and said, speak, Mr. Vice President, please come to Washington. You're coming, you're still Vice President. Nothing happened. And the Megillah says, no. It's all over. Nothing is over. Comes the Gemara and says, you want to know something? I want to tell you something, the Gemara says. The Megillah tells you how to bring Mashiach. Bring Mashiach? I said, yeah, I'll tell you how it is. If you say anything, Dvar Torah or anything, in nothing, something that you heard from, and you're going to say it in this guy's name, you bring Mashiach. Amir davar, b'shev avro bevi gola la'olam. What? So easy? So the Gemara says, very easy. So the Gemara says, how do you know this? So the Gemara says, tell you how I know it. Look. It says in the Megillah, Mordechai heard the two gods want to kill Ahasuerus. He told Esther. And the Megillah says, emphasize, that Esther said it to Ahasuerus in the name of Mordechai. So that what happened later, look what's going to happen, he's going to be on the horse. I says, but this is not Mashiach, it's not Gula. What do you mean it's not Gula? No, it means that Haman is going to get killed. Haman is not going to get killed because of the horse, it's not true. Nevertheless, comes the Gemara says, you know, that's a very powerful thing, that you must say it in the name of the person that you heard it, don't try to steal the Dvar Torah, don't try to say it in your name, don't just mitzvah to say it in somebody else, and say, the guy is a big speaker, a big lecturer. And says, listen, you do it, maybe go alarm. So, because of Mordechai. Why Mordechai? Anyway, Esther had to say that Mordechai told her. Can you imagine Esther would go to Haman, to Ahasuerus, and says, excuse me, somebody's trying to kill you. Said, Esther, what? How do you know? Well, who you call the Mekubal? How do you know? How do you know this? She would have to say it's Mordechai. So what's the big deal? The Gemara gives credit to Esther. I said, Esther, she said the message in Mordechai's name, now it's going to be a redemption. What redemption? She had to say it anyway. And no redemption anyway. Nothing would happen. She would have done the whole thing. She did the whole thing. At the party, she did the whole thing. Mordechai did not do nothing. Even though he was on the horse, it's nothing. Chachamim tells us like this. Look, in creation, the Torah tells us a story. Torah tells us, and Adam HaRishon ate from the tree. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Adam HaRishon, did you eat from the tree? So he said, the wife that you gave me, she gave me an ayit. I says, excuse me, that's our grandfather. Nobody can be a genius if the grandfather was not a genius. It's Adam Rishon. It's the angel thought, when they looked at him, they thought it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem asked you a question, did you eat? So it's supposed to answer yes or no. You want to blame your wife? Okay, blame your wife also. Says, I did eat, but my honey gave it to me. The honey that you gave me, she gave it to me. But he doesn't answer the question. He doesn't say, yes, I ate. He answered, the one that you gave me, she gave me. I didn't ask you who gave you. I asked you, did you eat? Why don't you answer straight? The Chachamim like this. In the Torah, excuse me, the Torah says, how did Hashem create Chava? Anesthesia, Mount Sinai Hospital. Adam HaRishon was on bed in operation. Hashem made an operation on him and took part of his back and a little flesh, and Hashem blew it and became Chava. This is in the text in the Torah. It says, why did the Torah write it? Who cares? Once says Adam HaRishon asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, I need a wife. Everybody else has a female wife, all the creatures, I don't have one. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, how did Hashem create all the females? How did Hashem create a cow? Not from the bull, the cow. This is the way Hashem created the bull. Hashem created the cow. So every entity, every creature on this world is a male and a female. The female does not come from the male. Hashem did not have to make an operation on a mosquito to make a mosquito's wife. Why? What's the difference? Why did Hashem do such a thing? Chachamim tell us, look. Adam HaRishon told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look. You made me as mankind. And when I ask my wife, what did you do? You took a part of me. A part of me. She is a part of me. You see, if she would be an outsider, like a cow is outsider for the bull, and she would come to me, and she would tell me, Lick, why don't you try this fruit? I would say, get away from me. But she's a part of me. If she's a part of me, it's like me inside her. Like me inside her. It says, when she came to me, I felt, I'm myself. I couldn't control myself. I said, when Hashem asked him, did you eat? He said, what do you mean, did I eat? You don't understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's because of you. Why did you take a part of me and made a wife for me? It's myself. Myself gave me. Remember you said, yeah, my wife is myself. That's the secret of marriage. Said the Gemara, look, I want to tell you something. The Gemara says, when Sarah Imenu had Yitzchak Avinu, so it was all over the internet. The whole thing is a lie. They brought a boy from Singapore and they said she had a baby. Says the Torah, Nika Banim Sarah. Says the Gemara, Avraham Avinu told Sarah, call all the ladies to your tent, show them that you can nurse him. So she nursed Yitzchak. Everybody said, okay, so she, I don't know, maybe she injected something before. Avraham told her, you know what? Tell all those girls that come to visit you, all the ladies, to bring their baby. You get a nurse, all the babies. Enika banim Sarah. The Torah, Sarah nursed. The Gemara says, Sarah nursed every lady that came to the tent. And she said, really? You had Isaac? Yeah, really? You have milk? Yeah, I have milk. Why? You want me to try? Give me your child. Says the Gemara, all the children that Sarah nursed became Balei Tshuva. Says Dari, you should know, nursing is the most powerful thing and most dangerous thing. Since the person, Chas v'Shalom, doesn't behave, says Dari, is because when his mother nursed him, she had wrong ideas in her head. She was watching television, she read a stupid book, or other big bad habits, she was smoking, who knows what. Says Dari, the nursing is the power. Says the Gemara, says Dari, I tell you why, the Gemara says, the milk that the lady has after she gives birth, it's really her blood. The blood, the Gemara said, turns into milk. So it means she injects blood. The blood or nefesh. The blood comes from the liver. This is now you injected into the baby energy. It's that energy from you. Now, when you inject the energy, as Ari says, it's like cooking the food. It says you cook the food, depends what you think. You think good things, the food has good energy. You think bad things, the food has bad energy. Says Ari, look, Sarah Menu nursed all those babies, they all became Baruch Shabbat, says the Gemara Yerushalmi. It says, you should know, the whole thing Ari says, bad habits of people, it says, it's the Gemara, it's the Gemara says. Gemara says, they see somebody doesn't behave on the street, they said, the mother nursed him. The problem is the mother. The problem is the mother, she nursed him. The Gemara says it. Comes the Megillah, the Gemara will tell you a story now. Yishud Abishon of Iraq comes to Gemara and says, you should know something about this guy Mordechai. So what do you know about Mordechai? The Gemara says, Mordechai, Ari says he was a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Gemara says, Mordechai was born to redeem us. Says the Gemara, that Mordechai was some kind, if we may say, a little copy of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara says, what do you know about Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu says, so you know Moshe Rabbeinu? What do you tell him about him? He's a genius. He's holy. He says, you know Moshe Rabbeinu? Ba'ish Moshe anav me'od, mikol adam shepnei adamah. His humbleness. His humbleness, that's his title. Mikol adam, even from the whole world, including mankind, Moshe Rabbeinu is the humble, the most humble. Well, that's the title of the Rambam says, that's the most important thing in a man's life, in a person's life, to be humble down. Rambam says, all the other habits that a person has, so he can work on it, and he can go to the other side of it. Humbleness, Rambam says, the worst thing is in the world is pride. The worst thing. You have to tilt yourself, says the Rambam, 180 degrees, all the other side. And that's what I'm saying, everybody can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu reached that level to be Moshe Rabbeinu because of his humbleness. That's it. The Gemara says, Ish Yudei Abishon Amira. He says, Ish Yudi. He says, what is Ish? Of course it is. What do you think? Of course it's Ish. It's a man. He says, no. He says, Vaish Moshe Anav Meod. He says, look in the Torah. It says the description of Moshe. Vaish Moshe. Vaish. He says, that's Mordechai. Mordechai is the most humble person in the world. Of course, he's this, is it? But that's what it was. Gemara says, he knew Shem HaMeforash. He knew the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he can do anything in the world. He can destroy the world in 1 second. He can make Mashiach in 1 second. He knows everything. Comes the Gemara and says, look, now I'll tell you a story. So it's like this. Yudev Shana Bira. Mordechai prayed to Hashem. Hashem answers, everything is Mordechai. So what? Let me tell you what happened. And says, look, why you married to the son? Mordechai nursed Esther. He says, why do you have to know that Mordechai nursed Esther? I'll tell you in a second, what? Ki en la avayim. She got no father, no mother. Sounds like Chava. Chava had no father, no mother. Hashem created her. Chava was created for mankind by operation. They say, Esther is going to survive because Mordechai is going to nurse her. His milk is going to go inside her. Now, her energy and her power and her behavior is Mordechai. That's the Megillah wants. That's what the Megillah tells you. Now, the Megillah will tell you, look, she's going to be kidnapped by the officers of Ahasuerus. And Ahasuerus will ask her, say, excuse me, what's your name? Where's the birth certificate? Who are you? I don't know nothing. The Megillah will say, Kasher tzivah la Mordechai. Mordechai commanded her. What? The Megillah doesn't give you information. The Megillah tells you where has the power to close her mouth. That even with a threat, that they have a new parade of girls that to threat her that she might be killed, like Vashti, and Esther maget mamar malta. Esther doesn't say. Kasher et mamar Mordechai Esther osa. Kasher etah bo'omnai. The Megillah explains. You know her powers from the nursing. Since Mordechai nursed her, she has so-called Mordechai's blood inside her, and Mordechai's energy inside her, she wants her. Okay? Now come to the says, okay, are you not talking? Let's next story. I said, two guards, the one who killed Ahasuerus. Mordechai heard it, he tells Esther. He said, Chachamim, look, when she goes to Ahasuerus, she said, look, Ahasuerus, I want to tell you something. You know this man, Mordechai? She never told him that Mordechai was her cousin, was her uncle, Machloket, who he was. She tells Achashverosh, look, when you see this guy over there, he told me to tell you that two gods want to kill you. So Chachamim, with no credit for herself, usually if somebody says, look, Achashverosh, I told you this, he could not have come to the palace to tell you. He was an outsider. You heard information. They said, you know, I'm a partner in the deal. You know, this building is for sale. Okay, I got a customer. Don't forget me. You're making a commission. Right? Every move that you do, you have to charge somebody. You have to have benefit. This is pride. This is pride. Esther, the Megillah says, she goes to Achashverosh. She says, listen, I need nothing for myself. Lo big shadafar. The Megillah tells you, when Esther was in the contest, and she had to go to Achashverosh, the Megillah said, every girl, I said, the girls that want to become queen. So they said to her guy, to the guy that prepared them to go to meet Achashverosh, he says, what she wants, music, she wants this, she wants it. Lo big shadavar. She said, doesn't ask for nothing. A mute. Nothing. It's a sign of humbleness. No information needed to feed me. I didn't need nothing. I said, this guy Mordechai, he told me to tell you, I'm nothing. I'm out of the picture. I didn't get benefit. And then Megillah says, okay, they wrote it down in the diary. Gemara says, that's the redemption. Now wait. Gemara says, wait, what's going to happen? Wait, what's going to happen? I said, look, 5 years later, Achashverosh already sent execution notices to kill all the Jews. And comes the night of Pesach, he cannot fall asleep. He cannot fall asleep, they call the diary, and it says over there that Mordechai saved him. Okay, Haman comes in, and 2 o'clock in the morning, and Achashverosh asks him, how should I honor the person that I owe him a favor? And Haman thinks in his head, I think it's me. Gemara says, Haman was the richest person in the goy ever, and very proud of himself. The Megillah will emphasize that Haman comes home, he tells his wife and his servants, Chachamim, he says, look, I don't need all my wealth. Why this guy Mordechai does not bow down to me? Only wants to have respect. Just the opposite of Mordechai. Look what's going to happen in 1 second. The Megillah says, look, I should ask him, how shall I honor somebody I owe a favor? Haman thinks it's himself because he's so proud. And the Megillah says, Mordechai, go check it out, Mordechai. The most humble person is given the honor by the most proud person in the world. He's going to lead a horse. Mordechai is going to lead a horse. I says, to tell you, this is because of his humbleness, because of Esther's humbleness, because his humbleness. That won the whole thing. Now, Achashverosh already is fed up with Haman. He's going to be the party. And because of the party, he's going to hang him up because he's furious about him already. That he came downstairs 2 o'clock in the morning and he said that the guy that should be honored should wear Achashverosh's clothing, should ride on his horse. He's already has a bad mood from him. Because what? Because of the humbleness of Esther. The Gemara says, that's the Gula, that's the redemption. So the Gemara says, you want to bring a redemption? You have to be humble like Moshe, like Mordechai. That's the Gemara says. He says, look, the whole, you thought the whole day, the Gemara said, you read the Megillah, says, what happened? Esther. Esther is nothing. Esther nursed for Mordechai. Because she nursed for Mordechai, she was the messenger. So, first she went to Achashverosh, she told him 5 years ago that 2 gods want to kill him, and without taking any benefit for herself, and any good thing from Achashverosh to her, I really nothing. Write the credit to Mordechai. Don't write over there in the diary, Esther told me that Mordechai said, I don't need nothing. So where did you get this idea? I said, I got it from Mordechai. I said, this is Mordechai. I said, that triggered the miracle of Purim. Not because Esther went, and it's not true, the Gemara said. The Gemara said, this is just to show how humble we have to be in order to have redemption. So Rashi, in the Gemara Sanhedrin, says, you know when Mashiach will come? He said, when Am Yisrael will come to that stage, then we're not winning all the enemies because we're the smartest one, because we have the best army, because we have all this high tech. No. because we're nothing. That's what we're going to hear. And then the Torah says, Ki atem ma'at, lo merubchem. Torah says, Moshe tells them Israel before he died, Hashem did not choose you because you're big. Wait, you know Hashem chose you? Because you're nobody. What do you mean nobody? Says the Gemara, nobody? Avraham Avinu, can you imagine? He said, I'm like ashes. Moshe and Aaron said, you're nobody. Says the Gemara, David HaMelech said, I'm a worm. Happened to me, the Gemara says, when Esther went to Achashverosh, she said, chapter 22 in Tehillim. They had already Tehillim. And she read the Tehillim, chapter 22. Amatzelech Alelet HaShachar. Over there, in that chapter, it says, David HaMelech says, Vanuchi Tolad Velo Ish, I am a worm. I said, this was the title of Mordechai and Esther. So it's not because Esther, everything is the humbleness of Mordechai, the humbleness of Esther. That one. And that's what Ari says. No decree will go on a person that is down to earth, like a worm. No. All the problems is the pride. And the decree is calm because Hashem wants to show you. Hashpil Geima de Aretz. And says, the Gemara says, you had pride, Hashem will show you, you're nobody. To get embarrassed, Hashem has shalom do other things to you, it's because of your pride. If you're down to earth, the Gemara says, Satan cannot overcome you, never going to suffer in your life. As the Torah says, Moshe Rabbeinu died, description. It says, Lo chatai no, lo naslecho. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu jumped all the steps to his cave. On Har Nebo, in one shot. But where do you get this power? I said, look, you look at his face, he says, no wrinkles, no facelift. Nothing, he doesn't need glasses. I says, must be people those days needed glasses. He says, Moshe doesn't. So why doesn't have it? Because of his humbleness. This is Moshe. The Gemara says, Mordechai was so called a miniature copy of Mordechai. Mordechai was a miniature copy of Moshe Rabbeinu. I says, that's the power of the Megillah. So it's the whole Purim, the whole thing is that thing. They say, this machzit ha-shekel. Machzit ha-shekel, Hashem told everybody, look, you need a golden calf. Says the Rambam, you need a kapara. You need a kapara. David HaMelech said, if you say, tikkun chatzot, divchei Elohim, ruach nishbara. Lev nishbara medike, Elohim lo tivzeh. David HaMelech says, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a kapara. David HaMelech said, listen, I did something with Bat Sheva, not proper. So he said to Hashem, listen, Hashem, I know, it's not the kapara. You need humbleness. Humbleness is a kapara. Lev nishbar v'nitke. If your heart is broken, Elohim motiv ze. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, accept it. This is your teshuva. Again, the Navi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Eliyahu Navi, I'm going to destroy Ahav. I'm going to destroy his children. And then Eliyahu Navi told Ahav this. The Navi says, Ahav became so humble. Mechna Ahav. Hashem said, ah, that is so humble, I will not bring Chas Shalom Gezerah on him. Says the whole Gezerot is because of our pride. Says the Rambam, it's called Makar Refuah. It's called Refuah Tanefesh. Rambam said, people think the most important thing, the guy should feel well physically. Rambam says, no, you don't understand. The Ta'anit still comes. Says the Rambam, you know what it is? It's the Kapara on the Nefesh, on our habits. This is worse. As Machatzit HaShekel, you did a golden calf. Come to Gemara. Listen, you must participate in this. He says, I have to. I don't have it. You don't understand. You give it. He says, that Machatzit HaShekel that Hashem made it, is you have to know it's half. Half means you're not a complete person. You have. Half means humbleness. You have. You have to feel you have all the time. You don't think that you are somebody. That's the opposite of Hashem. Hashem is very humble. Hashem wants us to be humble. That's what we say, Shlosser Midot. Kimosha, like you said, Anav Mikedem. Like you did to Moshe Rabbeinu. The title of Moshe Rabbeinu is not Rabbeinu. It's humble, Mr. Humble. So Mr. Humble, that one Purim. Nothing else. And Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen to be the Redeemer, says the Gemara. As well, Mordechai was chosen to be a Redeemer. And I says, why? Because of this, the humbleness. The Megillah is just the humbleness. The Haman is a role model of pride, and Mordechai is the role model of humbleness. That's why Mordechai was able to overcome Haman. Not because it was the Gezerah of Haman, Gezerah of Haman. I says, no, it's going to be Gezerah. Says Rashi, if everybody's going to be humble, Mashiach come from Amen. 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 Amen.
Israel's coin.